still humans? Where are the middle monkeys? And why did some monkey say, nah, I'm good. I'm going to stay here behind. I'm chilling.
Are we being for real, Ka?
1,000%.
Okay. So, if we evolved, then that means we changed over time. So the thing we used to be can't exist anymore. That's why it's not still around.
So why aren't people still evolving then?
People are still evolving on a small level, but the human species has been around for a couple hundred thousand years. So we absolutely would not expect that since the time we started actually knowing about all the different groups of people around the world and writing it down, that somehow some group of people would evolve into something else. That would take unthinkably long periods of time.
Name one animal that's ever evolved, ever.
All of them.
Ever. How? Well,
all of them.
Alligator.
All of them are a product of evolution. If you're asking me for when have we ever seen a species evolve into a different species, we've seen that in the laboratory. We've taken yeast and evolved it into a multicellular organism. That's an insanely radical change from one thing to another. There have been documented instances of plants hybridizing in the wild and becoming different species as well. Oh, he left. Well, okay.
From aliens, basically?
Am I saying it's not possible we came from aliens? It's possible in the sense that I can imagine it, but there's no evidence to support it.
Okay, well, how did the first apes get here then? Or basically, how did the first thing get here from on the planet as it is, you know? And how did everybody become the ability to speak together and have the same language? And do you think that all happened like over time?
Yeah, I think it happened really slowly. So, I mean, you asked a bunch of questions. The first living organism, I mean, that's a question of abiogenesis, which is not the same thing as evolution when you're talking about the evolution of organisms, but it's a kind of evolution. We don't know exactly how that happened, but a lot of the steps that would be necessary for abiogenesis to happen that have been discovered. Like, you have to have the molecules that life is made of already existing, and we find them in nature. We even find them in freaking outer space. So the things that living things are made of already pre-exist. And then it's a matter of, well, how do they actually assemble into cells that then go on replicating? It's a very difficult question to answer. We don't have anything solid for that yet.
Exactly. But, so the only thing I'm saying is that I think it's kind of we had to have come from something, you know? Some higher intelligence had to have made us, in my opinion. And if evolution is fact for sure, we are all evolving every day, you know? And so that's for sure true. But I just think that basically we couldn't have been just like come out of like a fish or something random like that. I don't think that our bodies are so unique and they work so well that I don't think it was an accident.
Well, I don't think it was an accident either. Evolution isn't an accident. So if we look at like these fossils here, these are all extinct ancient creatures. But it shows a pretty clear evolution from, so this Eusthenopteron, that was a fish. But then as you get higher up to Pandrichthys and Tiktaalik and Acanthostega and Ichthyostega. So Ichthyostega, we can all look at that and we think, hey, that kind of looks like a salamander, crocodile, almost kind of looking thing. But you can see how it's really similar to Acanthostega and how Acanthostega is really similar to Tiktaalik. But Tiktaalik was a kind of fish. So we can see if this could not have happened to humans, well, we can see it in other animals and be like, yeah, I can see exactly how this creature that lived mostly on land, Acanthostega, is an ancestor or is a derivative of these other ones. And if we can see that, then, we have it for humans too.
Is it not possible that all those things are just different animals that they found?
Yeah, so it's possible, again, in the sense that I can imagine it, but these fossils, there's a really specific prediction about, or there are actually multiple predictions about these fossils. So a really, why is Alexa listening to me? Sorry, my Alexa chimed in for some reason. So Tiktaalik, for example, was discovered in, it was the early 2000s. I don't remember exactly when, but the scientists that found it, they said, look, it should be found in this part of the world, and it should be found in this specific time frame. So what they did was they went to not Greenland, but the Nunavut, I think that's how you say that, islands of Canada around there. They went to that region, and they dug specifically in the layers of rock that they knew were of a certain age, because they knew, look, this is the time frame, and this is the environment where this kind of thing should be found, and boom, there it was. So predictions like that have way too many things going on to be mere coincidences, right? Like I could, if I walked by and saw on a snowy day and saw that the sidewalk was clear, I could say, well, you know, the snow just might have not fallen on the sidewalk. But there are too many crazy assumptions to make for that. Instead, no, yeah, somebody probably shoveled the snow away instead.
Yeah. Yeah, I like your channel. It's cool. I just think that we came from something. But I was just trying to respond to your thing on here. I'm really not educated in any of these topics or anything like that.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I think we came from something too, but the thing I think we came from, I think was just similar to us. It's going to take a second for it to pull up on the screen.
I see it.
I think it was these. And now there are things before these as well, and we know of them that our earliest ancestors came from.
Getting all specific about it and calling it God and everything, it makes it kind of weird, especially when people want to say where it came from exactly, so... I just think something better. I think something was smarter than us made us. That's all I think. But thank you, man.
You're welcome. Not only did Columbus not discover America, he wasn't even the second European to reach the Americas. He was the third. He also didn't prove that the Earth wasn't flat. Some of the most common things you hear about Columbus, George Washington, and Jesus are false. Learn the truth and hundreds of more tidbits in Facts That Aren't True.
So I want to ask the same question that last guy did, but I want to be a little more like particular in the question I'm trying to answer, because I don't even necessarily disagree with you. However, I think that I don't understand this, and so I'm hoping that you can give me some understanding.
Yeah.
Also, that Javier thing was absolutely hilarious. Anyways, of course, I'm not gonna make us dwell on that any longer. That was hilarious. But to ask that question for myself a little more particularly is. How is it? I understand that obviously, like Homo erectus couldn't exist since we came from Homo erectus, became Homo sapiens, right? However,
so yes and no.
Okay,
Homo erectus, we coexisted with it because Homo erectus existed across the world on different continents. One population of Homo erectus evolved into not directly us.
Yeah.
They evolved into Homo heidelbergensis and then us. But it's really, I mean, like dogs, we got dogs from domesticating wolves. How are there still wolves? Well, because the other wolves, the domestication of the dogs only happened in, it probably happened more than once, but we didn't domesticate all of the wolves. Only one small group of wolves became dogs, and only one small group of Homo erectus, became Homo sapiens.
I got you. But so like with the rest of the primates that currently exist, like in this present moment, I feel like none of the ones that are even left, or that aren't us, even come close to what Homo erectus was, and or the one that came right after Homo erectus and then became us. Do you know what I'm saying? I feel like there's such a large gap still. It's a bit confusing, I think, that there can be such a... I think it makes sense that there'd be something, for example, like a chimpanzee, a gorilla, and us, but why is there nothing that kind of meets closer in the middle? It seems like we are far, far more evolved than any of these other species of primates.
Well, actually, Neanderthals were extremely similar to us, and Homo erectus was pretty similar to us too. The thing about this is, what you're doing is you're comparing us today to both like the primates that are currently existing, which isn't fair because they're not our closest relatives. They're our closest living relatives. But the other thing that's not fair is it's not even fair to compare us to Neanderthals and Homo erectus, because to make it actually fair, you'd have to compare us 200,000 years ago to Homo erectus and the Neanderthals. Because that's when we, like, the three of us coexisted. Homo erectus was probably around more recent than that. But 200,000 years ago, what were we doing? Nothing very impressive, right? The height of technology was probably, you know, picking dingleberries out of your ass crack with a stick, right? If you were an alien and you came to this planet 100,000 years ago, and you looked at Homo erectus and Neanderthals and Homo sapiens, you wouldn't really be able to guess that Homo sapiens would go on to become what we are today. There just wouldn't. You wouldn't see that in them. It happened for the accumulation of many things over tens of thousands of years is why we are where we're at today. But the difference between us and them might have been really microscopic. It's just that it was just enough of a difference to allow us to, you know, accumulate all that stuff. It's sort of like a butterfly effect with our evolution.
Well, so because I'm genuinely not certain. Were gorillas and chimps around at the same time as Homo erectus?
Probably, yeah. I don't know exactly. That might not even be known. Here, let me just. I don't know when Homo erectus went extinct. I want to say they were around as recently as 100,000 years ago, but might even be more recent. Mm-hmm. Appeared 2 million years ago, survived for 1.5 million years ago. So they were gone. When did Homo erectus last known population? 110,000 years ago in Indonesia. Possibly some of them were around maybe 50,000 years ago, but that's heavily disputed. So, yeah, they were gone around 100,000 years ago. I would guess that chimpanzees and gorillas were around.
Yeah,
100,000 years ago isn't that long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me, especially when you consider how long we've been evolving, just as like animals on Earth. Let me ask you one more question. So I was looking it up at the same time as you, and it says that they existed. Their existences definitely overlapped in time because chimpanzees and humans split from a common ancestor about 7 million years ago. Why do you think it is then that something like, for example, a chimpanzee no longer continued its evolution while we continued our evolution? Do you think like I don't want to say like the genetic coding just ran out of possibility. I feel like that's an impossibility, right? Why would it have like stopped evolving?
Chimps? I don't think chimps stopped evolving. There are actually two different species of chimpanzee, and they're separated by the Congo River, the bonobos and the chimpanzees. The common chimpanzee, I think, is the other one. Their populations got split. I don't know how, but the Congo River forms the barrier between them. So they evolved into two different species. Look, we don't see humans evolving today either. So you can't like don't look at chimpanzees and be like, oh, they haven't changed at all. Why aren't they evolving? No, they evolved. Now, we don't know how long the modern, well, at least I don't know how long the modern chimpanzee has been around. We do know of ancestors of chimpanzees, though. I don't remember their names off the top of my head, but.
Are you saying, though, like the whatever chimpanzees evolved from? Is that what you're speaking in context of, or?
Yeah, what chimpanzees evolved from. We do have examples of that. I'm trying to pull one up here.
Gotcha. It also, like, it can make sense to me that, like, since evolution is somewhat random, like, it makes sense that some things wouldn't evolve as well as different organisms would evolve, right? But, like, I don't know. I feel like it's almost like there should be more, like, Neanderthals walking around and stuff. Or, like,
Were for a long time. They just went extinct.
No, I hear you. But, like, not necessarily, like, more Neanderthals, but more different species of primates that evolved to that level. Do you get what I'm saying?
I kind of get what you're saying. So yeah, here, like, let me pull this up here.
All right, cool.
It's going to take a second to refresh. Uh-huh. But this timeline's kind of weird. It goes from right to left, not left to right. Uh-huh. So, like, the Australopithecus afarensis, that's Lucy, right? Or unless Lucy was Africanus, I don't remember. But the green line shows how long they existed for. So Homo naledi, Homo erectus, Homo heidelbergensis, the Neanderthals, and us, we can see that, yeah, we coexisted.
Yo, this is a fire graph. This is such a good graph. Yeah, holy shit, dude.
So we can look. Now, in the most recent history, there wasn't a ton of coexistence. Us, Neanderthals, and Homo erectus coexisted, maybe along with heidelbergensis. Yeah, but if we go back like 2 million years ago, look at all the different species that we're related to that lived alongside each other. There were actually a bunch of them. So like what you're talking about, it did happen. It's just that, you know, things go extinct at different and inconvenient timelines, essentially. Yeah. And, you know, it's also possible that we're the biggest reason for that because we spread out. And we were such better tool users and reproducers that we might have just, it might be our fault. We just kind of extinct.
That actually makes sense. It's all making sense to me now. We're just like the best. We're just the best compared to the rest of them.
Yeah, not Javier, but some of us. Yes. I'd be clear. That wasn't a race joke. That was a content of character joke. And it wasn't a joke. I meant it.
Appreciate you. I'll let somebody else come up, but thank you.
Sounds good.
For sure.
Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.